Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, the University of Miami women's volleyball team is going to the NCAA tournament. And when I say going, I mean like right now. Head coach Ken Ogonder is on the bus. He's taking the UM women's volleyball team to the NCAA tournament for the sixth time under his leadership. It's the 11th time overall Miami's gone to the NCAA volleyball championship. Ken O, good evening. Are you between Omaha and Lincoln? Where are you?
We're just leaving the airport in Omaha. So we just
got on
the bus, landed. Yeah, so we have about an hour drive.
Good drive from Omaha. It'll be nothing but cornfields. I've made that drive many times.
Yeah, we'll find, it's a little, we're happy to be on our way, so it will be a pleasant drive.
I'm sure it is. How's the weather? Freezing?
It is. We've got our parkas on. We're bundled up.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations on getting to the NCAA tournament back-to-back years. What made this team so special for you? 19-win team, 19-10, 12-6 in the ACC, and a very, very competitive conference. What made this team tick?
We have great leadership. Great leadership. And the young kids paid attention and followed those guys. And it's been a wonderful year. A lot of growth. Continue work in progress, as I keep mentioning, but just a really fun group, and I can't say enough about our leaders.
This tournament, Nebraska, of course, they're the host. They have Delaware State. You're going to open up against Kansas, but first let me circle back to where you are going. Nebraska is one of the great volleyball venues and one of the great volleyball schools in the nation.
Definitely, yeah. They do it right. They have a great program, and they've grown it year to year, and they have a great following and great facilities. They certainly one of the top venues in the nation.
How was your team when they heard they were going to the NCAA tournament? What was their response?
Well, I don't know if you saw the videos, but they describe it much better than I could, but they were excited. We have nine freshmen and 10 new players, so it never gets old. It's getting tougher and tougher to make the tournament, and so we're very proud of our work, and we're excited to be here.
I should tell our audience, Nebraska did play for the national championship last year. They got knocked out by Wisconsin, right? It was Louisville was undefeated going into the Final Four. They got beat. And then Wisconsin beat Nebraska, if my memory serves me correct.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, there's so many good teams that you better be ready and sharp and expect the best from the opponent. And hopefully you've done enough during the year to be ready for this moment. But there's lots of great matches this week.
You open up on Thursday, 5:30 against the Kansas Jayhawks. What do you expect from Kansas?
I expect their best. You know, they're a good team from the Big 12. They play good opponents. They had chances to to develop with the competition, and we expect their best, and we'll bring our best as well. So it should be a battle.
Yeah, you are playing really well. You've won 6 out of the last 7. You've won 6 of your last 7 matches, including a 3-1 victory over Georgia Tech, which was ranked number 10. Does that give your team more confidence going into this NCAA tournament?
Yeah, we've won, but we've had to battle. We play well at times. We have not played well and been able to hold some tough matches. So all that stuff. And like I told them this morning, we did our work to be ready for this moment. The travel, the challenges, the way we train, our game preparation is just with keeping these moments in time. So we hope that they realize how much they've learned and it's a chance to show it out there.
You have a senior named Savannah Vack, who is a setter, and she is the 4th player in program history to reach 4,000 career assists. Maybe give us a view of what kind of career she's had and what she's meant to the University of Miami.
Yeah, she's the engine. She's along with a few others, but just by her nature of her position, she's had command of the role from day one. The way she trains, the way she prepares every day, not just every so often. And she's just a grinder. Loves volleyball and just can't say enough good things about her. On the court, she just continues to develop and run our team. She's beyond her years as far as tactics and game planning and all that stuff that usually is taught later in her career. But she's been, from day one, she's been dove into that and does a really good job for us.
You had 4 players selected to the All-ACC team. That's also nice, and they deserve that recognition.
Yeah, it's awesome. For us, they're so important to us, but to have the committee recognize them and among their peers is such a good year for the ACC. So many good teams, and only so many spots, with 15 teams in the conference. But Janice and Angie and Savannah have been incredible for so many years, and having Floor pop in as a freshman, she's just blossoming in front of our eyes as we speak, and she just has a huge future ahead of her.
What kind of mindset do you have to have when you get to tournament play? You're an experienced coach in this in the tournament. What kind of mindset do you want your team to have on Thursday when they open up against Kansas?
Well, just finding that balance where you enjoy the emotional aspect of it. It's so exciting and it's such a good environment to compete. And then just let's keep our composure and value our preparation and just fight and grind and through the match, because you don't really know what you're going to get until you're out there. You can game plan all you want, and at the end of the day, is that moment's game plan that matters, and what's working, what's not working, and what we need to stop. So just having that flexibility to be locked in the preparation, but also ready to adapt on the fly and trust what we've done to this moment and just let it go. Have a blast.
I think that you said have a blast. I think you've had a blast, because every time I've seen you inside the Hecht, you've had a big smile on your face. I think you enjoyed coaching this team.
I do. It's been a lot of work with the new faces, but the way they respond is just what any coach wants. The energy comes from them. The driving force is them. You step in the gym, you get all these eyes paying attention. The work ethic, the effort is there. It's just been a lot of work for to get to this point, but just always easy and fun with them.
You and I talked about that one day at the Hecht about how coaching has changed a little bit, and you said a moment ago they're the driving force, and maybe that's one of the things that has changed a lot in coaching, right? Players now have to be maybe more so than ever before the driving force. And then I think one of the things you and I discussed about coaching today, it's, how can I help you? Do you want my help?
Exactly. Yeah, if you can get them to the point where you find out what they want, and that starts in the recruiting process, but sometimes they don't know what they don't know, and then they realize what they need to do or how capable they are to achieving it, then they're the ones wanting the help, the attention, the reps, and it's way, way more fun, more rewarding to them, and obviously an easier path.
Yeah, and they always say player-led teams. You mentioned leadership at the top of our interview. Player-led teams are the best to have, and it seems like that's the path you've gone down this season.
Yeah, and they're great leaders. They're not telling people what to do. They just behave in the right way. They're following directions. They know what's expected. They know what we want, and they just kind of look around and keep doing their stuff. Business as usual, and the young ones just follow. And you know, we don't have a dictatorship. We do it by inclusion. We want them to be a part of it. We want them to, you know, be able to voice their opinion and be a part of the process. And once they do that, they're invested, and it's what we want. So, well, lots of fun.
Well, they must be tired out from the plane trip because your bus is awfully quiet.
Yeah, it's been a long day, as we expected, and we're ready to roll. We're heading to practice. We're going to have a nice little short practice, get some food, and we'll be ready for bed and do it again tomorrow. So,
yeah. Well, they've got great facilities there in Lincoln, Nebraska. We've been out there many times. The University of Miami women's volleyball team will play Kansas, 5:30 p.m., first round Thursday. You can watch on ESPN Plus. Keno, as always, you've done a great job. Congratulations, and the best of luck against Kansas.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show and your support. And we're excited to represent the U. Go Kings.
Okay. All right. That's Keno Gondra joining us. He is one of the all-time best. We pass each other in the hallway at the Hecht, and we dive into talking about coaching. And he's just done a wonderful job at the University of Miami with the women's volleyball team. Again, you can catch him on ESPN Plus on Thursday, December the 1st, against Kansas, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, when we come back, Katie Meyer joins us here on the Hurricane Hotline. We'll talk women's basketball as we continue right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.